Off the ball, rugby.
O'Gara was also in my face. What the F are you doing? I responded by shaving to punch him.
It was feisty, all right, at the start, that's for sure, you know. There's no doubt about that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball.
With William Hill. You can boost your winnings on every game with new Bet Builder Extra. Only with William Hill. Download the app today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.
Now, Athlone Town won their first ever league title in the Women's Premier Division on Saturday night. They beat Bowes 2-0 to open up the required gap on Shelburne with a week to spare. And Athlone's captain is Laurie Ryan, and I'm delighted to say that she's with us on the line. Afternoon, Laurie. How are you getting on?
Good. Still delighted. So back in work, but over the moon.
Congratulations. What have the last couple of days been like for you?
Yeah, it's been great. I think obviously it was so late when we finished the match on Saturday. We had a little celebration as a group and then kind of back to business because we have another match to play in the league, and then we have a cup final coming up. So it's funny that the year's not over yet, but we are so delighted that we got over the line, and it was just such a great night for the club to actually have it in at Athlone when it happened as well.
Absolutely. It was a day that wasn't without its pressure, given Shells had done their bit of business earlier in the day. So you knew going into your game that the pressure was still on. How do you deal with that? And how do you deal with the fact that, sure, you had one game to spare, but it was still pretty tight at the end of the season? There wasn't a whole pile of room for error.
Yeah, I think I only said to someone today that like it was nearly a relief at the end of it. We had been kind of out in front for a little while, so that does bring a bit of pressure. I think the group handled it really well, and we just kept trying to tick a box and get results. Obviously, the week before, we drew with Shamrock Rovers, so it had set it up for us. If we could get the win against Bowes, we knew we could win it. And Shells, obviously, being the quality that they are, went out and did their job to make it even harder for us. So, we were excited. We all knew that Shelburne would be breathing down our neck, and up until the week before, we had Galway as well. So it was just so relieved at the end of it to finally got over the line and got there, because it's been a long year for us.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable achievement for reasons that we'll get into in just a moment. Do you get an opportunity to try and soak that in as much as possible? Like you've already mentioned next week, and obviously 2 weeks' time with the cup final again. Surely you have the opportunity to at least write off next weekend when you're trying to celebrate on Saturday night.
We all want to perform really well, and I suppose it's on TG Cahir again. So when you're on TV, you don't want to put out a bad performance. And then for our underage, like, they have a cup final the Sunday, so and us the week after. So we still mean business, and I don't think we want to take our eye off the ball too much. But we will really enjoy it all at the end of the year, and I suppose that's kind of what we have in mind as well. That once we get over the cup final, we can celebrate as a group for the success that we've had this year with the league and the President's Cup so far.
Was the league very much the objective this season, where unless you won it, it would have been seen as a failure in the league?
I don't think many people had tipped us to even make the top three in the league. So we kind of set out a target ourselves. The first thing we wanted was to win the President's Cup, because we knew Piemont were coming down as champions and we wanted to lay down a marker early. Obviously, our first game in the league did not go to plan, and we lost 2-0 to Galway. So it allows us to reassess and just say that we wanted to really be competitive and get as many results as we can and stay close to the top. Probably in previous years we'd fell away in the first few games, and that kind of ruined our chance of any league title. So this year we just wanted to stay in contention as long as we can, and we always typically finish strong. So we kind of knew if we could have a good first half this year that we'd be in with a shout come the end. And then when you add the cup into it as well, it was something that we wanted to defend, and to get back to that final for the third year in a row is just such a brilliant achievement for the club as well. So, yeah, we kind of had all those targets laid out, maybe quietly behind the scenes for ourselves. I'm not sure if anyone else thought we'd get what we have, but we are over the moon.
Does the fact that people outside the camp didn't have you ranked into top three teams in the league give you guys motivation?
Yeah, I think it did. I thought we finished the league really strong last year. I think we'd one loss in the league since Kieran came in, and a draw, and we'd won the rest of our games. We'd obviously won the cup. So we knew we were building. We knew we had kind of hit the levels of performance that we kind of wanted to hit, and we just wanted to carry that into this year. So it was really good. And like, obviously everyone has their opinions, and you have Piemont, Wexford, Shamrock Rovers, Shelburne, Galway, all these brilliant teams. So they are all fantastic. So it is hard for people to back us, but we were just delighted to kind of go on the run that we did. And I think we got some really good performances over the year that got us over the line, and big players stepped up in big moments for us as well, which was really pleasing.
At what stage as a group did you start to realise that this was possible? Like, I presume winning the cup last year was a big moment, but were there other staging posts along this season as well?
Probably the game up in Tulka Park. I think just for the nature for us, and that we lost Chloe mid-game to probably what was one of the worst injuries I've ever seen, and the kind of mental strength within the group to go out and finish the match off and actually get a result was definitely a turning point for us. And there's the President's Cup, I think, against Piemont as well. I feel like we performed really, really well that day, and that just kind of gave us the belief to push on and go into the league on a high. And believe that we are capable of taking points off the bigger teams. And yeah, them kind of games stand to you. And when you play well and all the girls stepped up and performed, it just kind of gives you that confidence. And I think as a group, we've really built up a great bond between us over the year as well. So it's been great to kind of have everyone having each other's back.
You mentioned the injury to Chloe Singleton during the season back in August. Obviously, that was a huge moment on the path of the season. And Casey Howe as well, I guess, moving to Nottingham Forest was, a moment that might have negatively impacted your title hopes at this point. How do you manage to rebound from losing two of your important players like that?
Yeah, and then we actually lost Kerry Ann Brown as well for her ACL about 2 weeks later. So I felt like we were probably the most unlucky team with injuries at that moment. But it's funny, it kind of nearly drove us on more. And we were like, let's do it for those girls. Like, they've Kem supported us, been at training, watched us. They give the same amount of effort. And they've been huge players for us this season as well. So we felt like we owed it to them to try finish it out. I remember Chloe Singleton texted me and was like, please, I beg of you, give everything you can to get over the line. And like, when you have girls like that in the background, you do want to work harder for them, and you do want to get results for them, because you know they'd love to be out there playing. So we were probably privileged to have that opportunity to play, and they were just great behind the scenes helping us whatever way they could. And look, everyone has injuries. I think it was just the nature of when they all came in this space of a month for us. It nearly kind of galvanised us as a group.
So the club is only 5 years old. It's an unbelievable achievement to be at this stage already, to be a team that could potentially do a league and cup double within 5 years of its inception. Have you been with the club since the very start, Laurie, or was it a year or two into it that you joined?
The first year was a COVID year, so I actually wasn't with them that year. I joined the year after. So I got a job in Athlone, the college in TUS, and I moved off to Athlone, and then I ended up kind of joining by accident nearly. Yeah. I've been there since then, yeah.
Yeah, like, you were on the show last year telling this story, but I'm very interested in what you've seen from the inside, being on this path with this team, who've clearly gone from a place of non-existence to a place of being the best team in the country. So how has this happened? What has been the main reason why Athlone have gone from A to B in such quick time?
Yeah, obviously the girls, like, we've a lot of girls there since the start, and Kelly, Roisin, Kaylee, like, they've been there. Our underage has been fantastic. Like, you can see the quality. Our under 17s and 19s are both in cup finals and challenging for the league titles. And I think just the club has backed us. So that has allowed us then to progress and push on. And anything we need, they try to accommodate us with. So yeah, I think there's just been a kind of accumulation of things coming together. Obviously, Tommy started the journey with us and brought in girls that he believed would help the club grow. And he tried to get that mix of youth experience, everything. And I think when Kieran then came in on top of it, it added to us again. And we've probably had as well a few Americans in, which has helped too. So when you're in the Midlands, it can be hard to attract girls from Dublin. So it's probably thinking outside the box from the club there to kind of bring the strength of our team up and attract more players then, because we're competing better. So yeah, there's accumulation of a few things over the last four years that definitely allowed for us to get to the point where we are. And just to be part of it and see all that happening. Like my first year, we shipped a few heavy defeats, like 6-0 and 7-0 to Shelburne and Piemont. So to turn the tide on that, it's really pleasing.
Yeah, it's remarkable. So the club, just on the Americans' point, viewed the Dubs basically harder to get than Americans into Athlone Town.
Well, yeah, it's hard to ask girls to come down to Athlone when we weren't very successful at the time. So I think when you see we've got like Dana Sheriff and Maddie Gibson and those girls have come in and really strengthened us. And then that allowed us to get more results, which in turn attracts more players. So it's kind of a roundabout. You have to nearly be winning to attract the players, but it's hard to get winning when you can't attract the players. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I know we've been lucky and we have had some really good quality in those girls and even Jessie Rossman now and Brenda, like all these girls coming to the club from abroad. And it's just kind of grown the league as well because now more girls want to come into the league from abroad.
Yeah, and also it's phenomenal for Irish football that there is a major trophy going to the Midlands. Like even if you look at men's football, the last team to win the league was Athlone Town as well, obviously, but way back in the 1980s. And obviously there's been no team from the west of Ireland, which is obviously home for you, since that point either, and obviously not in the women's game. So between the Midlands and between the west of Ireland, there has been a lack of success. So from your lived experience in Clare and in, I guess, the Midlands now at this stage, have you started to see the sport start to make a bit of an uptick in men's and women's football?
Yeah, and like I suppose we're really lucky with that loan. All the young girls teams come to our games every week. We know them on first name basis at this stage now. And it's great to see that drive and passion from them at such a young age and to see that they can, what they can progress into as well is probably helping them to get more girls out. And even in Clare alone, like I know there's a big push on women's football and they've a new league started up down there. And like it really is taking a big step forward and probably needed to as well. And even Galway, like you can see the progress they've made in the women's league and Treaty are even trying their best as well. So there's a big push from the teams out this side of the country to try break into winning trophies, and like it's great that we were the first to do it as well, which I'm just so happy with.
Yeah, like we are a football mad country. It does feel sometimes that the success is very Dublin centric, and at different parts of its history in the country, different parts of the nation have like flared up and had levels of success. But it's amazing what this success can do for a place like Athlone, I'd imagine, and you're going to be part of this, and it's going to be so exciting to see what does happen over the next few years. You talk about knowing the local teams at underage level in that part of the country. This is now just such an exciting opportunity for whatever the future might hold.
Yeah, and like as I said, our Athlone under-19s and our under-17s are competing for league titles now, and they're both in the cup finals for their age groups. So even that alone will help motivate more girls to potentially come here and play here. And there's a lot of local girls involved as well, so it'll drive it on more. And I think they've become role models for the younger ones. They're in secondary schools locally and stuff like that. So all that kind of adds up, and you do see more people wanting to play. And even I actually manage the college soccer team here, and this year we've had far more girls turn up already and want to be involved. So it is starting to have a knock-on effect, and it's great.
How's the management going from your perspective?
Well, we won a trophy last year. We're up in the Premier Division for the colleges competition this year. So we'll see how it goes. We have a great team. We have a mix of girls from Bowes, Galway and Athlone. So it's nice to see all those girls coming together and playing with each other as well. And even getting to see them outside of playing against them is nice. But yeah, it's really enjoyable. And I'm really lucky that the college sports department are really supportive here, and David Dolly from Athlone Town actually is manager with me, so it makes it a little bit easier for me.
And then what's Kieran Kilduff like as a manager from a player standpoint?
Yeah, he's brilliant. I suppose I probably have the most contact with him as captain of the club. So, no, he's been fantastic. Just the energy, passion and everything that he brings. He's been really good, and he's given everyone the chance to prove themselves. And he's just really believed in us since the moment he came in the door, and we could feel that. And he's an out and out winner. Like, he just loves winning. So you can tell by him, he's so driven and hungry, and we've just been so lucky to get to work with him for the last year and a half, and he's done great things for the club. And yeah, just really privileged to get to know him on and off the field. He's a great person.
How have you developed then over the tenure of your captaincy, Laurie? Is it something that you have to work on as a very specific skill, or are you very much the same captain now as you were when you initially got the role?
Yeah, it's funny, like I would never have considered myself a captain, and like I'd obviously captained Clare for years beforehand and other teams, but I remember when Tommy actually pulled me to tell me he was making me captain, I thought he was going to drop me.
Right.
Yeah, you know, my all week I was like to my partner, I was like, oh, he's going to drop me today, like he's going to tell me. And when he pulled me out and told me I was captain, my boyfriend was like, I'm never believing you again. But yeah, I never probably saw myself, especially I only had joined that loan, was my first team. I was only here a couple of months when he picked me as captain, so I didn't understand it really, but I was so privileged to get the opportunity. And I felt like I probably lacked in some skill sets. But in fairness, he was really good and helped me through it. And obviously Kieran stuck with me when he came in as well. And I just feel like they've obviously helped me, and I try to do as much as I can to help them and the group. But yeah, it's easy. We have a lot of leaders in that dressing room, so it makes my job a little bit easier as well.
What had happened that you thought he was going to drop you?
It was only like my fourth game, so I was like, oh, I was like, he's definitely not calling me out to give me a pat on the back because we'd lost the first three, I think. So I just believed that I was going to get dropped for someone to give them a chance. And yeah, it's funny, when it happened I was a bit shell shocked, to be honest, but he stuck with me, and he probably showed a belief in me at that time when I didn't really believe in myself because I was only in the door.
He obviously saw something in you that after such a short period of time he would make you his captain. What do you think that was?
Maybe I was a bit older than the rest of the girls. I obviously had experience being captain when I was at Clare. I'd captained them for 5 years. So that was maybe something as well that I probably had. And when you're a little bit older, you're able to talk to management a little bit better, maybe. So he probably saw it as a gateway for me to be the go-between between them. But yeah, it was great. And I'm just really happy. And even for Kieran to stick with me as well, I was delighted. And I'm just really lucky with the group of girls we have. There's never any big issues. So makes it that little bit easier.
When it comes to things on the Gaelic Games front then, you won the league with Clare this year in Division 3. Your championship was unfortunately ended, I think it was only by a point, by Tyrone in the Intermediate Championships. It was a very tight game. It looked like an absolute cracker, actually, just looking at some of the match reports today. How has that balancing act been this year? I know that's probably a question you get asked every single year and you're sick of talking about it, but it is fascinating. Is it getting easier? Is it getting harder? How do you find balancing these two things?
Well, I'm getting older, so it's definitely getting harder. Yeah, it's tough. Obviously this year I played the first few league games at Clare because we had no matches with Athlone at the time. And then when Athlone started, it was my priority, and I kind of made that clear to Clare this year that I wanted to give Athlone my best chance. I wanted to put my best foot forward and try make sure that we were in with a shout of winning towards the end of the year. And in fairness, they were very understanding. I was really lucky. The league final for Clare fell on a weekend when we had a bye weekend with Athlone due to international break. So I was lucky in some elements that some things didn't clash. Yeah, obviously really disappointed that we didn't get to Croke Park again with Clare, but Tyrone were brilliant when they played us. They actually came down to Clare and performed exceptionally well to beat us for the first time, I think, in Cusick Park. So yeah, it was enjoyable. Like I love trying my best to do both. I just think it's getting really hard, and especially when you play every weekend with the soccer, like you're tied up every Saturday and you do feel tired on the Sunday. So I suppose Clare were probably getting me in not the best condition, but they're really understanding and really supportive of me as well. And to be fair, all the managers text me wishing me luck at the weekend and congratulating me. So it's always nice when you have the support of them as well.
Yeah, I saw your club congratulating you on Twitter as well. Is it true that you have 14 county titles with the club?
Yeah.
Jeez, that is some record. This must be just unprecedented dominance by Banner.
Well, unfortunately, we actually lost on Sunday. So it'll be our first time in 16 years not getting to a county final. But Joe Bearfield and Clamary Bricken will contest the final for the first time. So although we lost, I suppose it's good for Clare football that other teams are going to kind of contest the final for the first time. So yeah, it was a bitter pill to swallow after Saturday's success.
And was it always soccer and GAA? Like, was there, did GAA used to have the upper hand until he moved to Athlone, or or was it always your first love, soccer as well? How did those two things balance as you got older?
When I was younger, it was soccer. Then it was GAA. And then when I moved to Athlone, it became soccer again. So I got a really bad concussion when I was playing football, and I kind of put me off playing for a little while. So I'd taken a step back and I hadn't played for Clare for a year. And then I moved to Athlone with the job and a few different things happened. So yeah, kind of ended up taking up soccer, and I really enjoyed Athlone. And because of COVID, I wasn't really travelling home to play with football. So I kind of got into the soccer. And now, obviously, I try to give my best to Athlone as captain of them. I think that's what they deserve. And when I get the chance, I try to play a little bit of football.
Right, OK. You have been on the show speaking about the concussion in the past and the horrendous situation you had to go through in 2019. How is everything on that front now? Is it something that ever crops back up, or is it totally a clean bill of health on that front?
Yeah, no, totally clean bill of health. I'm really lucky. Obviously, it took me months at the time to get over it, and it was a bit scary coming into sport afterwards again, but delighted to be back and playing well. I think anytime I go down injured or hold my head, my family are the ones that are worried. Yeah. But other than that, no, it's all good. And in fairness, everyone's kind of aware. So if they ever think anything's wrong with me, they'll triple check nearly to make sure I'm okay.
Right. And is there a sense that things are getting better in football in general when it comes to looking after head injuries?
Yeah, definitely. I think that everyone's really aware of it now as well. That's probably, people were afraid to talk about it before, or probably just unaware of how impacting it could be on a person's life. Whereas now I think people are more up to date and clued into it. And obviously there's protocols that are been worked on all the time to try and make it the best possible for the player. Because obviously when you're talking about a person's brain, you can't take those risks. But definitely I've seen a huge improvement since when it happened to me, and even just how people deal with it is much better.
Right. You've mentioned there a moment ago that it is getting a little bit harder to balance being a dual player, but I presume in a perverse way that's sort of what you wanted a couple of years ago. You wanted this added professionalism of being an Athlone Town footballer. People would have wanted to have had to give this time commitment to play in a league that's getting places and getting better year after year.
Yeah, definitely. And I think like even the growth since I've joined the league, the promotion of it, the crowds, everything, I just see a huge increase in it. And it's probably evident and backed by the fact that the Ireland women's team are doing so well. The FAI Cup finals have had peak attendance over the last couple of years. Like, there's just everything is building and growing towards it being promoted, and you can see that, and it feels good as a player to be part of something like that as well. So yeah, definitely, it's great to see it going, and it's only getting more and more professional, I feel, as the time's going on, and it's fantastic, and all the clubs are buying into it as well. You can see that everyone took a step forward. This was probably the most competitive league that I've played in since I've started playing, and that's credit to all the clubs that have put that effort into to get their teams to that level.
A great league, a great competition needs a great rivalry. Yourself and Shells look like you might be able to provide that, certainly in the cup final in 2 weeks' time. There's going to be a lot of context given to that game after what happened over the last few years. And also I get the sense from the way you talked about the celebrations, or maybe lack thereof, that this is just such a huge game. This is such a huge rivalry, and that's important for the game.
Yeah, and I think cup final day is probably the best day of the year. So it's one of those that you want to really enjoy, and to enjoy it, you want to play well. So yeah, I think we obviously know the quality that Shelburne have, like their players, their squad, and everything about them. They're new, they're a manager this year, they're hungry, and we're totally aware of that. And we really respect how good of a team they have been, and the champions that they've been over the year. And it's just great to be in the conversation with them. I suppose that's probably what we wanted over the years, to have a situation where people put us on the same level as the teams that are winning all the time.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to it. I suppose because it's been hyped up as the trilogy, it's getting a bit of buy-in. And because we've won one each as well, it makes it that bit more exciting. And in fairness to Shelburne, they have great support, and so do we in Athlone. So it makes the day a really, really good day out. And the crowd definitely got what they deserved last year. It was an epic battle between the two teams.
Absolutely. Listen, Laurie, very best of luck with that final that's coming up very shortly indeed, and congratulations once again on last Saturday night. It's a brilliant achievement.
Thank you so much.
Football on Off the Ball.
With William Hill, you can boost your winnings on every game with new Bet Builder Extra. Only with William Hill. Download the app today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.